Welcome back to the Prescott Landscaping Podcast, sponsored by Yavapai Landscaping. Today, we're diving into a topic that might not seem thrilling at first glance, but trust me, it's super important if you live in Arizona, sealing driveway pavers, especially in those mountain areas like Prescott.
Yeah, it's fascinating how something as simple as sealing can have such a big impact on the longevity of your driveway. The mountain climate really throws a lot at those pavers, doesn't it?
Right. I mean, we're talking about intense sun, freezing temperatures, and heavy rain. It's like a perfect storm for wear and tear. So what exactly happens to the pavers if they're not sealed?
Well, without sealing, dirt and grease can seep into the pavers, which not only makes them look bad, but can also lead to more serious issues. Over time, water can infiltrate the pavers, and when it freezes, it expands. This freeze-thaw cycle can cause cracking and shifting.
That sounds like a nightmare for Prescott homeowners, and I imagine the UV radiation from the sun can really do a number on the colors, too.
Absolutely. UV rays can fade the colors of the pavers, making them look dull and worn out. Sealing helps protect against that fading, keeping your driveway looking fresh and vibrant.
So, what are the best practices for sealing these pavers? I mean, it sounds like there's a bit of a technique to it.
Definitely. First off, you want to make sure the pavers are clean and dry before applying any sealant. Using a pressure washer can help remove dirt and debris. Then you'll want to choose the right sealant. There are different types depending on the material of your pavers.
Interesting. And what about tools? I've heard that using the right tools can make a big difference.
For sure. A squeegee is essential for applying the sealant evenly. You want to avoid puddles as they can create uneven spots once it dries. And don't forget to wear gloves and protect your skin.
Good point. Safety first, right? Now, how often should someone be sealing their driveway pavers in that mountain climate?
In Prescott's mountain climate, it's generally recommended to seal your pavers every 1 to 3 years, depending on the wear and tear they experience. If you notice fading or stains, it might be time to reapply.
That's a pretty manageable timeline, and I guess it's worth it to avoid those costly repairs down the line.
Exactly. Investing a little time and money into sealing can save you a lot in repairs. Plus, it enhances curb appeal, which is always a bonus.
Speaking of curb appeal, do you think there are any aesthetic benefits to sealing?
Definitely. Sealing can enhance the color and finish of the pavers, making them look richer and more vibrant. It can really elevate the overall look of your property.
That's a great point. So, if someone is considering sealing their driveway, what should they keep in mind?
They should consider the weather conditions when planning to seal. Ideally, you want a dry day with mild temperatures. Also, make sure to check the forecast. Rain can ruin your freshly sealed driveway.
Right, that would be a disaster. And what about the environmental impact? Is there anything to consider there?
Great question. Some sealants can be harmful to the environment, so it's worth looking for eco-friendly options. There are products available that are less toxic and still effective.
That's good to know. It's always nice to have options that are better for the planet. So, to wrap things up, what's the key takeaway for our listeners?
The key takeaway is that sealing your driveway pavers is essential in Arizona's mountain climate. It protects against harsh weather, extends the lifespan of your pavers, and enhances the overall look of your property.
Absolutely. And it's a relatively simple process that can save you a lot of headaches in the long run. Thanks for sharing all this valuable information.
My pleasure. I hope our listeners feel empowered to tackle their driveway sealing projects. And remember, a little maintenance goes a long way.
Before we sign off, just a quick note that this podcast was generated using AI. A big thank you to Yavapai Landscaping for sponsoring the podcast.
And if you're interested in more topics like this, check out yavapailandscaping.com for similar information and podcasts. Thanks for tuning in to the Prescott Landscaping Podcast.
Until next time, keep your driveways looking sharp.